in Daf Tzadik Dalet Amid Beis, we had heard in the Mishnah, Chotzer Shenifchetza L'Shus HaRabim Mishteiru Chayser, V'chein Bayish Shenifchetz Mishteiru Chayser. So we had a machlokes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda holds, in such a case, you say, Kivin Shehutra, Hoyul Behutra Lemiktsosa, Hutra Lekola Shabbos. And Rabbi Yosi does not hold of such a Hoyul Behutra, since now we are missing Mechitzes. Now the Gemara has said the Tzir of Chotzer Shenifritza is speaking about Kagoyin Shenifritza Bekeren Zavis, the Pischa Bekeren Zavis, like of the Inchi. That was the Akimta of Rav. We're speaking about that Be'emesin, there is a distance of 10 Amis between the two Pirtzes. Afal Pikein, since Pitzche Be'keren Zavis, Loi of the Inchi, does not have a Teiras Pesach, it has a Teiras Pirtze. V'chein Bayis Shen Nifrat Mishtei Ruchaisa. So the Gemara and the Havamin had learned, like we had learned yesterday, the Gemara and the Havamin had learned, Shteiru Chaysov does not mean that Keren Zavis. Shteiru Chaysov means, like we have in page 207, picture 74, by the base, so this would be Shteiru Chaysov. That both sides of the bias, there was a pirtza. V'chein bayish en nifrat mishtei rechoysa. Fakt de gemore maishna meruach achat, domrinen pi tikra yoyred v'soysa. The gemore held that the Mishnah is not telling me the same halacha that we had just learned by chotza. So mistama by bayis, it is telling me if it's nifrat meruach achat, even though it's yeser meyeser, Salzepirze, it does not have a teres pesach, but you say, pitikre, yoyred v'soysim. So we are soysim that pirze with the pitikre. Is mishtei ruchais nami leima pitikre, yoyred v'soysim. So if it's on two opposite sides, since we have a tikre on both sides, let us say, pitikre, yoyred v'soysim. Omri devei rav mishmei derav, kegoin shen nifrat bekeren zovis. So, first of all, he wants to say it is speaking about, like, picture 73. It is Nifrat Pekeren Zavis. So, Mitzad, the Pirtza alone, even though it could be speaking about a Pirtza of Eser Amis, but since it's Pekeren Zavis, so Mitzad, the Pirtza cannot get a Shem Pesach, because Pirtza, Pesach Pischa Pekeren Zavis lay of the inch. Kegoin Shem Nifrat Pekeren Zavis. But that only takes care of the shaila should become a pesach mitzad the pirtzos. We say pischa bekeren zovis loy avdina. But let us say pitikra yoyred v'soysim. So the Gemara says v'kiru yoy ba'alachse. It is speaking about that it is not a flat kiru. It is a slanty kiru. And Rashi learns pshat by a slanty kiru. You do not say, Pitikre Yoyred Vesoysa. Let us see Rashi. Zagt Rashi, Mishtei Rucha Isnami, Akati Isalke Daite, Shtei Rucha Ismamish. Tmamish Tu Rucha Isnat Bekeren Zovit. Omri Beira, O Nami Bekeren Zovit. We're also speaking about Bekeren Zovit. Afal gav de be'eser kimne, even though we're saying it is speaking about with a pirtz of eser amis, leimrina pisrohu, it doesn't have a teres pesach, de pisre bekeren zovis loyavidi. Ah, what would pitikra? Mishum pitikra nami loy, kegoin shekiru yoy ba'alachsein b'shipua. The kiri is ba'alachsein. Kegoin gagin shalonu, de leko pe. So Rashi says, when it is b'shipua, there is no peh. Exactly what Rashi means is unclear. It could be Rashi means that in order to have a shame peh, it has to be first, it has to be straight, it has to be perpendicular to the floor. Then you say it has a teres mechitze. If it is gold, we had a Rashi before, if it's round, it also doesn't have a peh. So it could be if it is going, if the tikra is facing down, so this doesn't have a teiras pet, since it is not going vertically to the floor, perpendicular to the floor. It's unclear. The Marsham has declared the shayla, but I think that's the Marsham shayla. If it will be vertical, if you have it going down in Lamaisa, you'll have a level pair according to Rashi, what the din will be. But Rashi says it doesn't have a pair. When it goes b'shipu, it doesn't have a pair. So memela, you don't say p'tikra. Ushmuel omar, so that's Rav's mahalach. Ushmuel omar, afilu b'yeser me'yeser. Shmuel says that the Mishnah is speaking about, and Shmuel is not only speaking about the bias, he's speaking about a chotzer also. It is speaking about afilu yes or me yes. Afilu it is yes or me yes. Yehochi, miruach achas nami. If it's speaking about yes or me yes, so let us go to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, chotzer shen nifritzo b'shteiru chayseo, chayim bayi shen nifrit m'shteiru chayseo. Why do you need steiruch ruchais? If it's yes or me yes, one is also has a teira spiritza. Ihochi meruach achas nami. And for the Gemara, mishum bayis. Enoch anami. That by a chotzer, if it's speaking about yes or me yes, the Masha says in Taisvis later, Shmuel said a loshen afilu yes or me yes. Afilu yes or me yes, it means the Mishnah is speaking about Esther, and it's speaking about Afilu Yesam Yes, it's speaking about both cases. So the Gemara says, if it's speaking about Afilu Yesam Yes, so why does the Mishnah have to say that it was Nitras B'Shteiru Chayso? Ihochi Miruach Achas Nami, and the Gemara Mishum Bayis. That means he chapped on, you're right, by Chotzer Take Yesam Yes, he didn't chap on the Shteiru Chayso because of Chotzer, if it's Yesam Yes. On the Tirit Yesam Yes, you don't need steiruchis. But why did he chap on steiruchis? He chapped on steiruchis by bias. Because by bias, dafke by yes or me yes, it's no good. Maishno, mirua, shmula mafil by yes or me yes. Ihochi, mirua, achas nami. Mishum bias. Wobei es du verzickst, meisne mir wach acha hast am rinnen, bitte kreieret des Eisem. Mi beis rucha is nami neima, bitte kreieret des Eisem. So let us say bitte kre. Yes, by a bias, yes, of us is by my lameire, because there we have a theme of the bitte kre. Vesu, what are you telling me? That ruach achas. You say pitikrim, that's why davke steiruchais. Vesu mi Yisrael shmu pitikri yeret besaisim. Shmu ha pachlanish pitikri yeret besaisim. Va itma achsadre bebike. We have achsadre bebike. Sarashi learns, let us just refresh our memories, on page 68, picture 110. This is Harashi who learns Achsadre Bebike. We have here a Achsadre. That means you have four poles, like a chuppah, and then you have a roof on top of it, and then you have a pitikre. So Achsadre Bebike, Rav Omar Mutter Letautel Bekulo. Rav says you'll have to be metautel on this whole Achsadre because you say pitikre. Shmuel Omar Metautel Boelo Bedaladamit. Shmuel doesn't know the pitikre. So Memele, so Shmuel holds you don't say Pitikre. And for the Gemara, Holoi Kasha. The second Kasha is not a Kasha. Ki leslei bedalet. Shmuel holds to say Pitikre. And all for Ruches, that you don't say. Avo b'sholi shislei. But to say on three Ruches, then you do say Pitikre. So let us see again, page 68, picture 112. There, there's three ruches, then I feel according to Shmuel, you'll say pitikra. So memele, so Shmuel does hold pitikra by three ruches. Okay, Mikol Mokim Kashe. But we have a different Kashe. So good, if he does hold up Pitikres, now we're back to the first Kashe. So just like by one Ruach, you say Pitikrem. So by two Ruches, you should also say Pitikres. With Gamer under it, yes or me yes. Answer the Gemara. Kida Omri Bei Rav. So he answered, just like Rav said, Mishmei De Rav. Kigoin Shin Nifrat Bekeren Zobis. Pikiru Yoi Balachlein. He says, Rav took care of it. He's speaking about that it's Nifrat Bekeren Zobis. So Memele, you don't have, even though it's Eser Ames, but you don't have a Pesach, with Pitzra Bekeren Zobis Le Ovidin. Pikiru Yoi Balachlein. And out Pitikri said it's speaking about that the Tikris Balachs and you don't say Pitikri. So Shmuel says, I'll also say the same type of Teres. Not exactly the same, but Hochi Nami Kenshin Nifrat Bekeren Zobis. Bekiru Yoi, in the Rishash is Geiris, Be'arbo. Bekiru Yoi Be'arbo. Now, we have to figure out what Shmuel is saying. Now, let us see Rashi. Ushmuel omar, masnisen afilu b'yesa m'yesa. V'loi misni lei elo b'shtei ruches. It's b'yesa m'yesa, and only two ruches are no good. K'de meforish v'ozol. V'achotze kamad Ushmuel. He's going on chotze lo. So the Gemara says chotze, why do you need two ruches? Mishum bayis, lei efshe b'ruach acha. By one ruach you'll say p'tikre. Mishum p'tikre yered b'soysa. So that's why he chapped on two ruches, because by bias it is only possible if it is nifrat mituruch. Bisu mi Yisrael l'shmu pitikra yered b'saisim. The mekmin alam asnisim b'yaisa b'yaisa. You're saying the Mishnah is speaking about yaisa b'yaisa. V'komar the bias loy mitzah. Unless it's two ruches. V'am ha-shmu b'reish pilkem b'chsadre b'bikah de metalsum elo ba'arba amin. So you see that Shmuel does not hold Pitikre. And for the Gemara, ki leslei ba'arba. The Malkum Shesach Las is arba mechitzes. If you have to make four mechitzes, pistimis Pitikre, yered besoysen kegainach tadre, then he doesn't hold Pitikre. Abo b'sholesh, si hoysabo mechitze kilchos, if there's one mechitze there. Upit, rikr, l'sholesh mechitzes, machsh. Mikol Mokim Kasha, but now let's get back to the Kasha we had started off with. Shtei Ruchai Samaylam Rinim Pitika Yerim Vesoysam. Ushmuel Leimotzi Muki Bikiri Alachsan. So now Taisvi says, Shmuel can't say it's speaking about Alachsan. Dim Kain Beruach Achas Nami Titzash. According to Shmuel, it's speaking about a Pirtza Yesam Yesa. So Memele, so the whole reason you need two ruches, that was the Oshtik Torah of Shmuel, is because of Pitikre. So our Kolkoch is speaking about a Tikre, then you could say Pitikre. Hoyol di Yaisa Meyesa. So the Gemara answers, no, Kedor Mar Bei Ra, just like Rav said, Dai Shtei Ruches Kedem Sovitz Komar, Pikiru Yainami, Af Al Gav Deloi Airi Bei Mas Nisa. Even though, according to Rav, even though the Mishnayim don't speak about slanty roofs, mi boy leilu ukme she'ene kishal tikroi, so Rav had to say it's not speaking about, he had given a kimten the roof. That's not speaking about normal roofs, elo mishupe. So what did he do? So what added Rav in for the Mishnah? Rav said it's speaking about Keren Zobis, that's Turuchas, I'll say the same thing. And Rav made an akimt on the roof. It's speaking about not a normal roof. It's talking about a Meshukah, the Shubhadukah roof. So I'm going to do the same thing where Rav, I'm going to say it's speaking about the Keren Zobis, and I'm making a akimt on the roof. L'didinami, ha'ishtei ruche, chode Keren Zobis. It's one corner. Uchigoyim, Shenifrat Zeha Koisel. Now we have to look in the Bach. Kigain Shenifrat Zeha Koisel. Val Pnei Kol HaPirtze Nifrat HaKiroi Somachlo B'Mizra. Now, before we go further in Rashi, let us study picture 81 on page 209. Now, picture 81, First we see there's the Mizrach Wand and the Meir and the Tzofen Wand. That was the Kerenzovitz. And both of them was Nifrat the Koisel. Now, the Mizrach Wand was Nifrat 5 Amis, that's the 5 on the bottom. The Tzofen Wand was Nifrat 5 plus. Why 5 plus? Because we're going according to Shmuel, and Shmuel says that the Pirtza was Yesa Meyesa. So this is how the Pirtza looked, that one wall was 5 and the other was 5 plus. So my mail, that was the Pirtza Yesa Meyesa. But now we have to understand, now let us look at the roof. Not only did the Koisel break down, but the roof also broke down. The roof broke down, and we'll see this 4, so the Rishash and the Ritva say, that it is speaking about that 4 tfachim of the roof, that means 4 tfachim of the width of the roof broke together when these two walls broke. 4 tfachim of the width of the roof. So Memele, so we have over here, if we'll study the picture, we'll see we have a shtickel problem. We have here on the Tzofen wall we have here a kaisel, partial kaisel. Now we want to be mashlim the pirtze, which is more than 10 amis. We want to be mashlim this pirtze with pi tikre. Now we want to be so if we're going to say pi tikre, so we'll go, let's say, by the dalet and the base, we'll say pi tikre. We'll lower we'll say that the pair of the tikra goes all the way down to the bottom. Afal pikein, we have a problem. There's a 4 tefach tikra gap between this kaisel of the kaisel of the walls, the mizrach kaisel and the tzofen kaisel, and the kaisel of pi tikra. There's a 4 tefach tikra gap. Now there's an eitzah to solve this problem also. We can say pi tikra on that also. So we'll say pi tikra, I will say pi tikra on, that's the gimel in the hay over here in the picture. So we can say pi tikra going down over there. We'll say pi tikra by the dalet in the base. And after we'll say, so really we're saying 4 pi tikras, theoretically. More than theoretically, we're saying 4 pi tikras. Starting from the gimel, then the beis, and then the dalet, and then the hay. If we'll say 4 pitikras, we will solve the problem. Like this, we have a pirtze yes or miyut, but with 4 pitikras, we'll solve the problem. Now, let us see Rashi. The Rashi is a bit of a guy, so we have to learn with the Bach. So let us see again Rashi. So Rashi says, l'didi nami. Now this is how Shmuel learns Pshat in the Mishnah. Hai shtei ruchos. That what the Mishnah says, that by the bias, the mechitza was nifret b'shtei ruchos, chod keren zovis. Speaking about it was nifret in one keren zovis, the chegoin she nifret zeha kaisel, the kaisel was nifret, now let's see again the goy sabach, for al pnei kol hapirtze, opposite the pirtza, where the kaisel was nifrat, nifrat hakirui samachlo. The kirui, which is opposite the pirtza, was also nifrat. Samachlo, b'mizrach, that's what we have in the picture, b'mizrach, u'b'tzofen. Chomesh amos lekan, 5 amos, the kaisel, was nifrat an mizrach bereichav dalet tfachim, or let us say chomesh amis, let us say that the tikra was nifrat chomesh amis lekan bereichav dalet tfachim. This is the Rishash's gilse bechomesh amis va'oid lekan bereichav arba nimtza. So Rashi says Kan arba piyois shetzorich listoin. There are 4 piyois that in order to patch up this bias, we have to be soysim 4 piyois. Pitikre bechamesh ames lemizrach. Let's say the chamesh ames lemizrach. We say pitikre. That's the bait. The chamesh va'oid and the five plus lutzof. Arei shtei stimes. So now we made two stimes already. Va'achshav nimtzu stimes halolu nimshoches lifnim bechlal abayis. But these stimes are eingezeugen in the Cholol HaBayis Meruchokais Mimokim HaMechitze Dalet. They are Dalet Tfochim away from the Mechitze HaBayis. Dalet Lekan from the Mizrach side, the Dalet Lekan. V'tzorech Listoim Pitikra Arba. You have to be Soisim, the Pitikra, which is Dalet Tfochim, Arba, Bisfas Miktsoya Pirtas Akiroi Amizrochi Bidroimo. So you have to, by the corner, that means this is Ois Gimel. By the Ois Gimel. So you have to be Soisim. The Torah listen Pitikre Arba Darbo Bisfas Miktsoya Pirtas, by the corner after the Pirtas Akiroi end. Hamizrochi, on the Mizrach side, Bidroimo, so that Rashi calls, where the Gimel is, that's the Dorim, this is Mizrach, and this is Dorim. That's Dorim, so you have to be Soisim that. Misvas Hamizrochi Ulekoisu, from the Svas Hamizrochi of the Tikre to the Koisu. V'chein arba, then the four tzvochim, v'tzvas miktsoye pirtzas adrishashas amarovi. If he was called Dreimis, he'll be called Marovi. So there you also have to be soisim that. Loshin kotzer. Now Rashi is going to explain it bekitzer. Shenifrat bekeren zovit. The koisel was nifrat bekeren zovit, vekirui, and the roof kamhu nifrat. It also became nifrat. Barbo four tvochim beroichev. In the width, I said the width of the tikre of four tvochim broke off together with the walls. Lifnim lemizrach, that was on the mizrach side, vechein letof. V'oirach pirtzes ha-kiroi, the length of the kiri that's poret chomish amis lekan. V'chomish amis v'oid lekan. K'midas pirtzes ha-koisel. Sheyesh kan. K'midas pirtzes ha-koisel. Sheyesh kan. Now over here we have arba piyos tikre. We have four piyos tikre to be sois. Achas lemizrach, one which is in mizrach, chomesh ames olka. That's the base. Aber achas samuchlo, one that's, achas oirech arbe samuchlo bedorim, which are oirech arbo, which is which is next to it, that's where the four is, that's where the gimel is. Achas oirech arbo samuchlo bedorim. Ba'oid achas ol nege pirtzes koisel atzvoyni chomesh ames olka, chomesh ba'oid, ba'achas somoch lo olka abo b'miktsoya marovis. So in order, we just made an ekimte, that it's speaking about, that not only it seems that if there's less than four tzvachim that's broken off, then you wouldn't need to say pitikre on the shorter side in order to be mechaber the koisel atikre together with the koisel abayis. Then it wouldn't be necessary. But if there's four tzvachim, so four tzvachim of the tikre got broken off, so in order to be machshir this bayis, you have to say four pitikre. So now we understand the Teret. So Shmuel learned that this is the Tzir of the Mishnah, And in order to be ma'asher, the bias. So if it's nifrat to miruach achas, it would be nifrat to miruach achas. Let us see picture 83. It would be nifrat to miruach achas, not keren zovis. So what do you need to be ma'asher? Then you only need three pitikras. Oh, so Shmuel holds three pitikras. You do say that as Rashi Shita. So me'mele, that's pshat in the Mishnah. Pshat in the Mishnah is that by a bias, when is it possible that when it is shteiruches? Shteiruches means keren zovis. So by keren zovis, in the order to be machret, since we are speaking about that the tikre was nifrat in the roichet dalet vochim, so in order to be machret, you have to say four pitikras. Four pitikras you don't say. So Memele, this is how Shmuel learned Pshat in the Mishnah. Zog the Gemara weiter. Shmuel lo yoma kerab. So now we have Be'emerson, a Sisai Rav, Sai Shmuel, said Pshat in the Mishnah by Bai, said it's speaking about that was Nifrat Pekeren Zovis, but each one makes a different akimta on the Tikre. Rav says that the tikra was balachsin, and therefore you don't say pitikra. And Shmuel said the tikra was broken for tfochim, so therefore in order to be mashi you have to say four pitikra, so that we don't say pitikra. So now the Gemara wants to say, since each one of them says it's speaking about keren zovis, and each one says an akimte how the tikra is, so why didn't one say like the other? So the Gemara is like, Shmuel Oyom HaKerav, Alachsim like Tony. The Mishnah would never speak about a Tikre which is on a slant. Most of the Gages, Bizman Chazal, were flat. So this Mishnah should be speaking about a Mishunah Dike Tikre, a slanty Tikre, and the Mishnah should not mention it. That's Zichanat Mestava. So Memele, that's why Shmuel did not want to say the way Rav said. Shmuel loy oma ke Rav alachsen like ton. The Rav loy oma ke Shmuel. Rav could not say like Shmuel. In Cain, even though Shmuel Zakimte is perhaps better, because Shmuel Zakimte fought for him, broke off from the Tikra, it's Mestaber Azai, if both walls, the Taisus Rid says, if both walls break, Mestaber, you don't have support on the Tikra will also break. It's Nisht Azai. So Shmuel Zakimte is nicht so gefährlich. Rav loy omal ki Shmuel, im kein hava loy achsadr, Rav couldn't say loy Shmuel, because Rav owes that achsadr bebiki say pitikra no for ruches. So if it's speaking about the yeva level tikra, so why don't you say pitikra? So therefore Rav couldn't say like Shmuel, because he owes by achsadr, you say pitikra no for ruches. So therefore he was forced, lishitosi, to say speaking about and the tikra balachsin. Shmuel did not have these problems, because Shmuel says you only say pitikra on three luchas. So memele, Shmuel said that the Mishnah is speaking about a normal tikra, that was porutz beroch by dalet vochim. Zot Rashi, ochi gal sine. Shmuel loy omar kera alachsin like Tony. The Mishnah isn't speaking about that the tikra was balachsin. Lachel you can Shmuel be Esther, ubekiru yisholim kerav. The bayis ktoni stomet. That's some of the bayis. V'chol abatim kiru yam chalokim. All houses, their roofs are straight. V'loi balach. Hilkach nehei nami de pitzcha loy have bekeren zovis. So even though I agree with you that als Pesach, you can't become a person because Pischa Bekeren Zovis loy obedinish. Aber niste mo pitikra bishteiruchai. So why, but let the pitikra be say some the turuches. That's why Shmuel did not want to learn like Rav. Aber pirtze sakiri yikolameime. This is not a doichik. To say that the kiri also was nifrit. Tiktoni, bayish and nifrat. It says bayish and nifrat. Bayis, v'kiru yehimei kom. That's not a doichik. Bayis does not mean the walls of the bayis. The bias was nifrat, so in the pirtus abayis we include that the kilui was also nifrat. Ubishtei ruchais gegen keren tovis itzachle. The e beruach achas. If we're speaking about ruach achas like picture 83, afilun nifchas hakirui bedalet roichet keneged kol hapirtze. Afilu, you have yesa me yesa. See, you don't have a pesach. And the kirui was nifrat talit for him. Ein kan ele sholish pitikh. So you only have three ruches to say pitikh. Achas oruch shnaim ktsor. O be sholish is la yoyred besoysim. Sholish yozir besoysim. So therefore, that is why the Mishnah had to say it was nifrat be beiz ruchoysov. Which means bekeren zovis. So then, in order to be marshal the bias, you have to say four pitikras. Four pitikras you don't say. The Rav loy omar kishmul. Rav did not want to say like Shmuel zekinte. Din kain the nifre takiru imoin v'yesh kam arba pias afilo hochi ikolameime bekulu yored v'soysim. So he could say yored v'soysim. By all four piyus, the hochis virulei b'achsad rebebike. That's what Rav holds by achsad rebebike. The itma, achsad rebebike. Rav oma mutal etaltal bekulo. You're allowed to be metaltal dol achsad re, even though you have to say pitik on all four ruches. Shmolom emetaltal be'ala b'yarba amais. Rav oma mutal etaltal bekulo mine pitik reyer b'soysa. Shmuel Omer metalton ba'ala ba'arba ames, amrin epitikre yoyred v'soysen. Now let us see Tosfos. Tosfos and Daf Tzadik Daled Amud Aleph. Maishna meruach achas amrin epitikre. The Gemara asks right away on Rav, why, just like by one ruach you say pitikre, by two ruach you say pitikre. Ashto lekoma pisrohu. Tafilo nifrats b'milui. The Gemara is asking, Tafilo v'tzporat b'milui. Oy b'yesa m'yesa. Roita lahata b'bayis mitam p'tikre. So that's true. A bayis and there's a tikre. You should say p'tikre. So one ruach, one pasul, you can say p'tikre. So by two ruach, you say also p'tikre. V'shtei ruach, is na minayma p'tikre yoyred v'sois. Rashi meforish, zogt Tosfos, that Rashi holds the Rav Ushmu the Pligi, the Pitikra Ainu Davke Bar Sadre Bebike, She Ain Lo Klau Mechitzis. A Bike doesn't have any Mechitzis whatsoever. So there, in order to be Marshal, the Achsadre, you have to say Pitikra and Dalabruches. Avol Biyeshlo Afilu Mechitza Achas, but if there's one Mechitza, Moide Shmuel, then Shmuel is Moide, the Bisholish Mechitzis, Omrinen Pitikra Yered Besois. For Osi Shaper, Hodi Nokat Achsadre Bebike, Lefishe Bebiko Davke Pligi, the Homach Leikis is only Bebike, She Ein Shom Mechitza, Achsadre Bebike, which is no Mechitzis, and the poor Mechitzis have to be made to Pitikra, that is a Mach Leikis Rav Shmuel. Begoras Boso Hochi, Kileslei B'dalet. When does Shmuel not say Pitikre? That's for Dalet Ruches, you don't say Pitikre. Aval Begimel Islei. Lefiza Pirish Kol Hasug. And that's a Rashi Lomshata Ol Sugye, so it comes out that by the Shtei Ruches, you have to say Pitikre and Dalet Ruches, and therefore Shmuel, that's why Shmuel doesn't say Pitikre. Ve'ein Nire. So Tosfos says the whole pshat, the whole echyelech of Rashi, Tosfos is chaylik. Afilu l'rav, that Rashi says you say pitikre bedalet ruches. So Tosfos b'shtei mechitzes zu keneged zu layom ha-pitikre. If there'll be two mechitzes zu keneged zu, it will be mefulish, you also won't say pitikre. By mefulish, you don't say pitikre. If there are two mechitzas on the side and it's mefulish, you will not say pitikre. Fill according to Rav. Yered v'soysim. The fill of Rav, v'shtei mechitzas, look in a gazul, l'om a pitikre, yered v'soysim, l'av a mefulish. Kediyama per kame de suke. So me meile, so this is a bomba vakasha on Rashi. Rashi assumes that Phil according to Shmuel. Even though it's foolish. Even it's by, he say, Pitik on Pirukas. And Taisi says, Phil according to Rab, Taisi brings a Gemara in Suki, you will not say Pitik, even though it has two mechitzes, if it is foolish. Lokach nirelari. So now Taisi is going to make a mapeche in the whole machlokes Rav and Shmuel by Achsadre, number one. And Taisi is going to make a mapeche in a sugye, a whole andere mahala. Lokach nirelari. The stam achsadre yesh lo gimel mechitze. Stam achsadre has three mechitze. Kedi omar belo yachpe, ho oilom lachsadre hu doimed ruach tzvoynis eina misuvev. It is not encircled by ruach tzvoynis. It's encircled by three ruach, it's not by ruach tzvoynis. The last leile shmuel pitikre yoyred vesoysam. Shmuel does not hold Pitikre Yoyred Vesoysim. So Stam Achsadre, so Achsadre Bebike, according to Rav, that it's good, means that if you had three walls, so the Mele, the fourth of the wall, you'll say Pitikre. That's Achsadre Bebike, according to Rav. The last Leile Shmuel, Pitikre Yoyred Vesoysim, and Shmuel does not hold Pitikre Yoyred Vesoysim. Elim ken yeshom arba mechitzes. You have to have a mechitze beruach revis. But that mechitze alone is not sufficient to be matter the ruach revis. But if you have already dalid mechitze, so then Pitikra will patch up the rest. Now let us just look at page 68. For 1 second. Picture 113. So picture 113 is what Shmuel holds. That Shmuel holds, Avol Bedalad is Lesov will study the picture on the right side of the Achsadre. There's a board over there. There's a mechitze. It is a mechitze mistomer which is not sufficient to be matter the ruach revis. Let's say there's more than Eser Amis over here. So you need Pitikra, but if you have four mechitzes, so then whatever you need to patch up, Pitikra is soysa. That is Sforas Shmuel. And Rav holds that Mefulish is no good, but we'll see Rav holds if there's, he can say Pitikra on two ruches, as long as it's not Mefulish. Let's say, look at picture 114. 114 is what Rav holds. If you have Asuya can mean gam, it's not mefulish. So then according to Rav, you'll say Pitikra and Turuches. And according to Shmuel, you only say Pitikra if there are Dalet Mechitzes. That means that Filan the Ruach Revis is a Mechitza, which is not Maspik. Then you'll say Pitikra. The last Leila Shmuel Pitikra Yoyred Vesoysim Elim Ken Yesham Alba Mechitzes. Umiu Lerav. Afilu porut mishtei ruches, according to Rav, if it is porut mishtei ruches, is like pitikra, as we mentioned before, that is picture 114, is like pitikra, ubulvad shaloi yehei mefulish. Umishim hochi nokat bebikis. Now, Rashi said, because in the bikis there's no mechitzes whatsoever, the Taisi says no, since Rav was meikel, Afilu, there are only two mechitzes, that's the kul of Rav, Achsadre Bebikim, no, there are two mechitzes, like picture 114 and page 68. So, Memele, that's why it said Achsadre Bebikim. The Bechotel. Now, let's look at page 208, picture 76. The Bechotel. Bayachotel. If you'll make an Achsadre in Achotel, Stam Achsadre, Yeshla Gimel Mechitzes. Stam Achsadre has three mechitzes. The stomme, moishaches, bechol achotze, boirech, oi beroiche. Elo shehu ad emtsa achotze, oprutze lefnim bemiluoi. Let's say in this picture we have, that here we have a chotze. Normally the chotze was open, and on top we have the sky. They wanted to cover it, so that's the Achsadre. So here in our picture, the roichev of the chotze is completely covered. and he extended the Yachsadre till, let's say, half of the Chotzer, then it stops there in the middle. So half of the Chotzer is shaded with an Achsadre. So a normal Achsadre b'Chotzer has three mechitzes. So Memele in Lemaise Rav is Matir. An Achsadre, even though there's only two mechitzes, like we had on page 68, picture 114. So Memele, in order to tell us the Chiddush of Rav, that's why it says Achsadre bebike, Lafuki Achsadre b'chotzer. Yes. Lachi noket bike, da filein lo shtei mechitzes, u prutze mishnei tzodem isle le rav pitikse. U besomor gora, later, now we have a different gins already, ki les le, when does Shmuel, ki les le, when doesn't he hold pitikse? Bishalosh, if there's only three walls, if there's only three walls, then Shmuel doesn't hold pitikse. Avol Ba'arba, but if there are four walls, and that is picture 113 on page 68, if there are four walls, but they're not four kosher walls, but as long as they're four walls, if there are four walls, then he says pitik. V'chein goras rabbeinu kamanu v'rabbeinu tam. Only, but you don't have a fourth wall. And the fourth wall is supposed to be milua. So then, he doesn't hold pitikra, because you don't say pitikra if you have four walls, even though they're not kosher. Avol ba'arba, sheyesh berevius lechi yoypas. The ike shem mechitze. Here's a shem mechitze. We're speaking about some of the Slechia pass is not a pass valid. So in Mele you don't have enough to be Marshal, but you have a Shem Mechitzes Dalet. Then, in order to be Marshal, the Mechitzes Dalet, Amrinen Pitik. Period. Now let's go back to our Gemara. So now, Kaponim, we know, now we're talking about Shmuel. Shmuel Shita is that if there's a Shem, Dalad Mechitis, then you'll say Pitikra. Now, Tosis is going to say soon, and then we'll understand this, that Be'emison, the difference between Rav and Shmuel is minute. Now, let's elaborate 1 minute. Rav holds, if there are two mechitzes, like picture 114, on page 68, if there are two mechitzes, and the other two sides are poritz b'milua, you don't have anything there, so Rav says, you say pitikra and turuches, that's what Rav says. Shmuel says, no, you need shem dalad mechitzes, but shem dalad mechitzes can mean also, if you'll have, in picture 114, you'll have a path on the Ruach Shlishis. You'll have a path on the Ruach Rabbis. And this path doesn't help one bit because it's Torah Merubah, it's Yesa Miyesa. But if you'll have a path, so it's Hashem Mechitze in Dalet Ruches, then according to Shmuel, you'll say Pitikra by two Ruches. That means in Yesod, Shmuel also holds you can say Pitikra and two Ruches way after. The difference between Rav and Shmuel is, do you need a Shem Mechitza on these two ruches in order to say Pitikra? According to Rav, you don't need, so you say Pitikra on two ruches, period. And according to Shmuel, you'll only say Pitikra on these two ruches if there's a semblance of a Mechitza on these two ruches. So you have a Shem Dalet Mechitzas here, but the Dalet Mechitzas are not good. Two of these four are no good. So then you can rectify these two with a Pitikra. Now, let us go to Mzusuki. Uparit, mitol mokim kash. Now, let us go back to the beginning of the sugya. The beginning of the sugya, we learned that Abaye is speaking about that the pirta was, the pirta, there was one in the there was one in the, in Turuchet. There was a pirta in Turuchet. Uparit, Mikomo kim kasha. The name of Pitikra afilu b'shtei ruchis. Let us say Pitikra b'shtei ruchis. Kiven the ein perutzim b'miluam. It's not poritz b'miluoy. It's not poritz b'miluoy. So we have here a zichar Hashem mechisa with and this path that is good according to Shmuel. Yes, I mean, yes, good, but it's not poritz b'miluoy. The name of Pitikra afilu b'shtei ruchis. Kiven dein perutzim b'miluoy. The yesh bechol ruach shem mechite. So now Tosfos says, the bein l'rav, u bein l'shmul, ein chilek bein ruach achas l'shtayim. That means, that what Rav was mechavi, she can say pitikre by two ruches, Shmul also holds, he can say pitikre by two ruches. If, ein chilek bein ruach achas l'shtayim. No, ve'in if rats bein miluoy, if it's completely open, there's no mechitza whatsoever, like an achad rebebik, afilu beruach achas l'min, and pitikra yorad v'sei. But if it has Hashem dalad mechitza, afilu by two ruchim. So the Gemara, that was the Gemara's kasha. It was nifrat, the Gemara's kasha. Mikol mokim kasha, the name of pitikra afilu b'shtei ruchim, given dein prutzim b'milu, and that was the Gemara's kasha. According to Shmuel, afilu t'porot yeser mi yeser, but let us say Pitikra b'shtei ruchos, because there's a Shem Dalad Mechitza. Yes. Umishani Shenifrat Bekerem Zovitz. It was Nifrat Bekerem Zovitz. Bekiruyoy, and the Tikra was Nifrat Barbo. Shenifrat v'nofal gamin hakiroi, that the roof also fell off, ad shemufleges min hakoiso, arbo mikol v'ruach v'ruach. That is four tfochim, that's the picture of it, that's the four. That is four tfochim separating the tikre from the koiso. What's the problem? Yeah. The af alpi the yesh kan dalad mechitzes. Now, what was your kasha? Your kasha was, afilu it's nifrat bebeiz ruchais, but it's not nifrat bemiluai. So you have dalad mechitzes, so by dalad mechitzes you say pitik. So the Gemara answered, the af alpi the yesh kan dalad mechitzes. Shaloi nifrat bemiluai loich shivi anach mechitzes lesayaya lekiruyoi. The lema pitikra, these mechitzes, in picture 78, these mechitzes, which are dalet tvachim muflok, from the kirui, so these mechitzes cannot help the kirui. So if we consider ki'ilu, it is polot b'miluai. So legabi, in order to say pitikra, you cannot use the two outer mechitzes because they're dalet tfachim away. So if you're asking me to say pitikra, so in other words, I have to say pitikra b'turuches, even though it's poritz b'miluy. And that Shmuel doesn't say. Yeah. Af alpidiyes kandala mechitzes shlanifchas b'miluy, v'shivi anach mechitzes v'sayei l'kiruyay. The lame of Pitikra, given the muflag mayhem abo. But who are them? So Taisva says, the afilu beruach achas b'chiyai gavnel and ring yerim yusay. So Taisva says, between you and me, the same aloha would apply by ruach achas. What does that mean? Let's look at picture 79. In picture 79, afilu, it's nifrat me ruach achas. You also can't say pitikre, because you cannot use the two gifufim of that ruach, since they are four tfachim away. So the tikre, where you want to say pitikre, there's a loch of porot b'miluoy. Elo, mishum de urcha de milse. So why did he say that it's the kerems of it? Why did the Mishnah say shtei ruche? If it's nifrat, Bekeren zoves rogi lis neufel menakiri ima. So then the roof also falls, because the roof has nothing to support it. So then chalokim of the roof can fall. Masha enken, if it's like picture 79, if the kaisel fell, since the roof could support itself on the two side walls, the roof wouldn't fall. So that what the Gemara says, that it's nifrat, bekeren zoves, it's not a halachidik kimte, it's a practical kimte. If you want that the roof should also fall, that is only if it was nifrat bekeren zoves. Hey, let us stop, and this place is over here, the second teretz. As Anisha's pshat, I don't understand the second teretz, but let us go further. One mahalach we have, this is how Taisvus learned pshat in the Gemara. Let's go to the next Taisvus. V'kiruyoy ba'alach. Rav said, why don't you say pitikre? Because of the speaking by kiruyoy ba'alach. Pesh bekuntaras v'shipua. That the roof is on a slant, kein gadin shalom, v'lech yepeh, hainuki. Yalzilak adam rinam ba'isim pasim. So why was the Gemara Mishana the Loshan? Here it says Kiyazila, which means slanted. Here it says Balachsin. So why is the Gemara so bright on Verta? Say the same terminology both places. But Oimari de Mairi Shenifrat Hakiri Baalachsin Imamachitseis Bekeren Zobis. Let us look at page 210, and this is Pshat Alachsein, Kor Anayi Pshat, that if the kirui was a square kirui, we see the dotted line where the kirui should have been, and now the kirui is going by Alachsein, this is the Alachsein of that square which it was. So you don't say pitikre. The mayri shenitzchet akirei ba'alachsein ima mechitzeis bekeren zovis. Chiyagavne le'emrinem pitikre. So nu shite in Taisvis, that alachsein, you don't say pitikre. If it's going ba'alachsein. Ushmuel omar afilu b'yeser me'eser. Now, Shmuel said that our Mishnah is speaking about afilu b'yesa m'yesa, afilu more than 10 amos. The Taisvah says, v'ayri, bein b'esa, bein b'yesa m'yesa. So Taisvah Samarsha explained, because that's the Lashon of Shmuel. Shmuel said the Mishnah can be speaking about afilu b'yesa m'yesa. Could be speaking about 10 amis, appears, but it is also speaking about a filo b'yesa m'yesa. V'ayri bein b'esa, bein b'yesa m'yesa. V'nokat shtei ruchais. So if it is also speaking about yesa m'yesa, so why do you have to say two ruchais? L'choyra achotzer, yesa m'yesa is possible, a filo one ruchais. Benokat shtei ruchais, mishum bayis. Als bayis says this, because a bayis will only be nifsal by shtei ruchais, because by ruach achas you'll say pitikre. The be ruach achas, mahani pitikre, filo b'yesa m'yesa, kiven de ike shem arba mechitze. Filoi moti le meima, benokit shtei. So that's the taste I'm shot in the Gemara. So that's what Lemaise, the Mishnah said a tzir of shtei ruches by chotzer, because the bias has to be speaking about shtei ruches, or else would be kosher al pitikre. That's why he says by chotzer also. Lemotzi lemeima, the Gemara could have not said. Dinokat shtei ruchais mishum ba'ayri nami be'eser. I just told you pshat that Shmuel is going bein be'eser, bein b'yaisa me'eser. That's a Shmuel ha'filo b'yaisa me'eser. So now I have a beautiful teret. You know why the Mishnah said by chotzer beis ruches, because it's speaking about eser also. And Esther will only be possible if it's Beis Ruchis, because Pischa Bekeren Zob is Leovidinish. So let's say this is a beautiful Torah. Leimotzi Lemeima Dinokat Shtei Ruchis. Mishim Dairi Nami Be'Esther. Leihavle Mishim Ochi Leminke Shtei Ruchis. Why did you have to say Shtei Ruchis? And speak about Esther. He should have said Kim Nifritza Stam. Should have said Nifritza. Dahavi Meruach Achas. Bavi Mashma Kistam Pirta Shu Yesu Miyus. So Mamele, so what felt them ois? So that's why the Gemara said, so the whole reason he mentioned the Indian of Shtei Ruches Bai Chotzer is because by Bai Yisrael, you have to be speaking about Shtei Ruches. So Mamele, so Bai Chotzer, you also spoke about Shtei Ruches, and then you're right. So Bai Chotzer, 10 Amis, the only way that it will be possible, 10 Amis is only if it will be Shtei Ruches, the Keren Zov. So first of all, Tosafos is explaining the vow, how Shmuel doesn't say like that. So why didn't Rav say speaking about Afiyes Ames? Mishum bayis k'may Shmuel b'ksava rav dihave mayri v'yesel me'esel. If it is speaking about yesel me'esel loy lisni shtei ruches klau, so then it shouldn't have said shtei ruches ala hava leile misni davke v'yesel me'esel meruach achal. So Memele, so it shouldn't have said Beis Ruches by Chotzer, only by Bayis. So since it said Shtei Ruches, so Al Kochoch, that it's speaking about Esser. Speaking about Esser, smell, you have to say Shtei Ruches. Inami Sovara, to be Yeser Miyud. It would be Yeser Miyud, Lo Yate Rabbi Yehuda Af Lo Isay Shabbat, Moshemekel Be'Eser Be'Keren Zovis, Havu Pishazub Zunechshav Lo Kepirtze V'Lo Pesach. Now Tosafos wants to say, Ashtik Torah, Alom, that Rav holds L'Maise, Rabbi Yehuda was Matir, since the Pirtze occurred in Shabbat, so Rabbi Yehuda holds, even though there's a Chesorim in Mechitzes, he say, Hoyo, Vahutra Mitchila Shabbos is Hutra Lakola Shabbos. So Rav holds that even though there's two types of pirtzes, there's a pirtzah of Yeser Meyeser, there's a pirtzah of Eser, but Pischa Bekeren Zovis Leobedinish. So Rav holds like this. If there's a pirtzah of Yeser Meyeser, then Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't be Meikel. Then you don't say Hoyo, Vahutra. There's only a Pirtz of Eser. No, it doesn't have a shame Pesach, because Pischa, the Keren Zovis, Leovedinish, so then, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Sforah of Hoyel Behutra. Bekeiruyoi Be'arba. Rashi Pirish, Shem Nifrats Akoisel, Chomesh Mikan, V'chomesh Lekan. V'loidok, Rashi said it was Chomesh V'oid Mikan. The loy dok dim kain loy havi pirtze yeser meyeser. The pirtze is not a pirtze of yeser meyeser. We hear this in a few places in Rashi. That let's look at picture 81. Facebook. So Taisus is tining that the pirtze, if you have 5+ on the Ruach Tzvoini and 5 on the other side, you don't have a pirtze of yeser meyeser, you have a pirtze of an alachsen of 5 and 5+, which is 7. That's right. So that's Tosafos Tainan Rashi. Rashi Pirtze Nifrat HaKais L'Chomesh Mikan, the Chomesh Lakan, V'Loidok, Dimkein Le'Havi, Pirtze yeser meyeser, Al-Alachsen Shol Chomesh Shol Chomesh Tainan, Shev Ames, L'Chosh V'Dag, B'Zeh. So we have to say it was bigger taka, that you have taka on lachsan of yes and yes. Shmuel loy omar kerav, de loy ktoni alachsan. אף אגב דולי קטוני נמי שנדחה תקירי ברוכב ארבו. That means if you're a stickler, because it doesn't say the Feirish in the Mishnah, it doesn't say also that the Kiri broke. Mikoma kim choshev kim ander toni lo behedye. That's understood. Kiven de ktoni she nifritza mishtei rucha isha zrog la kiri lipo. So that's understood. If the walls broke from both sides, so vashteitzer that the Kiri also fell. Amalein barke lifritz balachse. But it's not that derech is, according to Taisu Pshat Nalach, saying it doesn't break like that. So Memele, it should, Taisu doesn't learn like Rashi. Rashi learns that Alachsin means Shipua, so they don't have any roofs like that. According to Taisu, we're speaking about the Oif and Hashvira, how the Kaisel break, how the Tikra breaks. So that's Shmuel Saina and Ra. When it breaks Azoi, Nitzvah Alachsin. Rav loy oma kishmu dim kain havalei achsada. Kloima afilu nifritza revius ushlishis bimiluai. That is again picture 78, according to Taisvis. Amapitikra kamai bachsada, because Rav holds that you don't need a shem dalad mechitzis. For two ruches, as long as it's not mefulish, you say pitikra. Let us go a little further. Look to Gemara weiter. The Gemara says, Be'esa kuli alma leipligi. If you have a pirta of Esa, kuli alma leipligi, so there's no machloikis. There's no machloikis, and you say, Pitikre, ki pligi biyesa miyesa. Now what does that mean? The trashi beesa kula ami loy pligi, the beloy stimes pitikra nami psochem hei. Now the Ritve, Baruch Hashem explains what Rashi is saying. So the Ritve says as follows. If the Gemara does not mean if you have a pirta of esa, there's no machlekes, you say pitikre. If you have a pirta of esa, so the psalchem, you don't need pitikre. Now the Ritva says as follows. Just like, he says Pshat and Rashi as follows. Just like when you have a pirza of Esa, and you have gifufi on both sides, it's not poritz b'milui. So if you have a pirza of Esa, it gets a teiras pesach. Because of the gifufi. So the Gemara holds now, what if it's poritz b'milui, but it has Esa, and you have a tikre? So the Gemara holds the tikre makes the pirza a pesach, just like the gifufi will make the pirza a pesach. That is pshat in the Gemara. That's how the Ritva says pshat in Rashi. That means if there's only a pirza of eser ami, which gifufis are on the sides of it, can give it a teiras pesach, so then Shmuel holds the tikre can also give it a teiras pesach. That's pshat in the Gemara. Be'ese kulam eloi pligi, that pitikri can give it a teres pesach. Ki pligi be'yeser me'yeser. The whole machlek is chav eshmul. If poritz be'milui is good, you need a shem bal mechitzes, is if the pirtz is yeser me'yeser. So teres pesach is zichik yanev. Here you need a teres dime, not as a machlek is chav eshmul. Or wherever you learn, according to Rashi, it's talabuz, it's kimalus. Al ki pligi be'yeser me'yeser. Vike da amri, bi yeser kula alme loy pligi. Faker, yeser me yeser, everyone holds it's no good. Ki pligi be yeser. Let us see. So the Rashi doesn't say anything about it. Be yeser kula alme loy pligi, the blav stime, pitikra nami psochimei. Let us see Taisvis. Be yeser kula alme loy pligi. Perish bekuntris. The belav simis pitikre nami psochemei, because le perushe. The leike da amri, the muki pluktaya be'eser, the less le lishmul pitikre, v'leim rinim pischo. With emphasis with the ritve, because it's not a pesach, because it doesn't give ufi. Elo nire, the mikoyach pitikre, choshvine le pesach le lishne kama. That the gather of pitikre is that al yedei of pitikre gets a teiras pesach. כי אף על פי שהוא במילואי, פתיקרי אבי מטעם פסח כדפרישס לאל. So Mamela, this is Emerson like the Ritva, that it's speaking about its parts b'miluyei. To the locha of Pitikre, it gets a Teiras Pesach.